Blog Talk Radio.
Stand by for Passions Podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida, brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. It's Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, Passions streaming worldwide with a message of motivation. Today's topic of discussion is serenity. During the show, I'm taking callers. Feel free to join in on the conversation. It's area code 516-418-5479. That's 516-418-5479. Serenity is a state of being peaceful and untroubled, practicing habits for inner peace. Give thanks, acceptance, be kind, proper rest and sleep, clean and tidy surroundings, decluttered environment. Serenity isn't achieved without effort. Good mental habits equal peaceful minds. Be grateful and love yourself. The three primary virtues are courage, serenity, and wisdom. I thought a lot about this topic. I know we have a caller on the line, a special guest. So I'm going to be announcing him shortly. To talk about serenity is really a gift. We're definitely going to recognize everything good going on in our circle and wish for others good things. The symbol of peace and serenity is the lotus flower. Despite growing in the mud and trudging through murky water, the lotus grows beautifully and perfect. Inner peace has many facets that contributes to an overall sense of serenity. The four categories of practicing peace are harmony, higher power, positivity, and lifestyle. It's most definitely a lifestyle. Serenity can be thought of as a personal and unique way of living, which includes behavioral and cognitive components that are associated with feeling calm and peaceful. And that's what I want to open up the topic with this information. I've been reading about it too. We all want serenity, and there's so much stress in the world. It's like, how can I find serenity? Can I read a book? Can I watch a video? Can I just pray? It's going to happen, isn't it? And so let me bring my special guest caller on the line. Mr. Powers, welcome to Passions Podcast.
Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being with me today.
I'm great. Thank you for having me on today.
What do you think about serenity? Let's get your feedback.
Serenity to me is peacefulness and quietness. Serenity to me is Canuga and going to church on Sunday.
Sounds good to me. What are other things that make you feel serene?
Coming home from work after a long evening.
Well, we've been blessed with another day. The sky's the limit, that's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like serenity is so... It's also peaceful, and when you talk about going to church on Sunday or maybe you're helping somebody, I know you do the mission work with me. A lot of times that's a serene feeling after serving.
Mm-hmm.
And most definitely it's a lifestyle. I wanted to ask you a few things, Lee, about the notes I made. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I liked the four habits or the few habits that they listed for inner peace. There's definitely over four. It's a half a dozen easy. Let me just run them by you again. Practicing peace. Give thanks. Acceptance. Be kind. Proper rest. Tidy environment. And decluttered atmosphere. What's your feedback on that, sir?
Decluttered atmosphere. That would be my current place that I'm living. It was cluttered for a long time. And now it's not cluttered, not as cluttered as it used to be.
Well, that's for your well-being, Lee, and that's really good to share with others that might, you know, not have somebody to help them, or ultimately you have to do it yourself. But sometimes we have to reach out and say, hey, you know I have a friend in that person, and I can talk to them,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they'll help.
Mm-hmm.
Having that environment that is clean and sanitary and organized is for well-being. I truly believe it. That's great feedback, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let's talk about the proper rest and sleep.
Proper rest to me is when I come home at nighttime and I'm just whipped after working at UPS, and I come home and I take a short nap before work, and then at the end of the night I come back, shower, and just go right to sleep.
That's good. So you're feeling serenity in your life, and that's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, right now I have Lee Powers calling in from Hypoluxo, Florida. He's a great guy. He is one of the mission helpers on the outreach program here in Lake Worth Beach in Palm Beach County. And we both take donations year-round to help either a shelter or anybody that may not be sleeping inside. We need to go out and help and bless those people or help them get in a shelter, whatever it takes. Lee, I want to thank you. You've been on the show before, and thank you for your support. What does it mean to you when, you know, we're going out in the car and, you know, what does it mean to you to be of service doing that?
It means that I'm doing something good in my life to help somebody else who's less fortunate than I am.
Amen. Amen. I'm right with you. We're starting off a new year again. Ladies and gentlemen, we take clothing donations, toiletries, books, prayer cards, rosaries, anything you want to give, you can contact me directly off the air at area code 561-856-0100. That's 561-856-0100. Lee, I really appreciate you coming on the air with me to talk about serenity.
Thank you for having me this morning.
It's really great to have you on the air with me. A lot of times we're not sure if we're going to be in the studio together on location or you're going to be a caller. Today you're a caller and you sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for all your positive inputs about the topic today. That's important. I feel like when I open the show, I'm like, oh, the serenity is such a good topic. But there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, too, and you just kind of have to step away from it sometimes, like calling a friend, going to church.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do prayer, if you want to take yourself out to eat, however it works for you, if you want to buy somebody lunch, I just feel
mm-hmm.
like there's opportunity everywhere for goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the message today, ladies and gentlemen. Be grateful and love yourself. Of yourself and be grateful. Do you have any other thoughts, Lee, before we close the show?
No, not at this time, Debbie.
Thank you so much. Okay, I look forward to another year with you doing community service, doing some studio time, and also just growing together. This is the Motivational Talk Show, Passions. We're available for advertising, sponsorship. If you want to contact me via email, It's passionspodshow@gmail.com. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for your love and support for Passions. We'll see you next time.